Hello, this is Tamara Rainwater, and I will be answering some questions on Margaret Hughes. The first question is, how did she become an actress? There's little known about her early life, except for she was born to a theater family. In her early years, from 1642 to 1660, there was a ban from Parliament on all theater. So all theater and all performances were off limits, or they were done in secret. So if she was in any performances or her family were in any plays at that time, they would have been done in secret. So there would be no records of those performances or her participation in them. When King Charles removed the ban on theater, he gave two men, Thomas Killigrew and William Davant, rights to produce some plays. At this point in history, only men were allowed to perform on stage, and the roles of women were played by younger men. Sometimes there would be some women who would actually disguise themselves as men to perform in plays as a female role. And so if she had been doing that at that time, which some believe that she was, it would have been done in secret and probably under a different name. So there's no definite record. This would have been trying to keep her identity safe and secret. So it's hard to say for certain what plays or what roles she did portray in that time period. After that, King Charles gave Killigrew permission to produce a play. He decided to handle Killigrew handled that privilege differently than anyone had ever done before. He cast Miss Hughes, Margaret Hughes, as Desdemona in his production of the play Othello, which is written by Shakespeare. And Hughes was said to be very good. She really stirred the emotions of the audience, and King Charles was actually in attendance at the performance, and he was so impressed by the impact that she had on the audience that he said that females should play female roles in the theater, and he basically gave the okay for then females to be actresses and perform and act on the stage.